This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Thanks for joining us for our candidate chat series leading up to the May 2nd election in Aspen. My guest is Ward Howenstein. He is running for Aspen City Council. Ward, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with an opening statement from our candidate. Why are you running for City Council?
I'm running for City Council because I really do love Aspen. I've been here quite a while, raised two children here. In the process of raising two children, we've bonded with a lot of white knuckle hockey trips going over the pass, and I really do care about the future of Aspen. I've been active on a number of issues and find myself that I want to be proactive and not reactive, that I want to arrive at holistic answers and not respond to ill-conceived actions. I want to protect and improve workforce housing program. And I want to preserve Aspen as a loving and supportive community, as well as a world-class destination resort.
So your way of being proactive, not reactive, is by joining council and being part of making those initial votes, not trying to retract them or fight against them.
Yes.
So what is lacking on council right now that makes you think we should rearrange the setup?
I don't know if I would like to characterize something lacking in council. As much as I'd like to say that I could be something positive on council. I have seen council make decisions based on emotional reactions, and I believe in, first of all, the most important thing before you have a solution is that you fully understand, you grok what the problem is and what all of the issues are and what the implications of all the solutions are. So what I would bring to council is that fully investigating all sides, all perspectives of the problem and evaluating implications of proposed solutions.
So is that maybe something that's not happening right now though?
I have seen a number of decisions made by council over the years that I don't think have taken into consideration all aspects of the problem, and I have seen particularly emotional decisions made. Aspen Power Plant is one of them. It was a really emotional decision, I think, and so I think that to base decisions logically and rationally is better for the future of Aspen than to base them on emotions.